Blog Talk Radio. listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my soul to welcome you all here tonight to Spirit Alive Servant Leaders Prayer and Praise Meeting for this Monday, October the 3rd, 2022. Now, as always, I am being joined by the very anointed and gifted staff in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Bishop Lester Carver, and of course, as always in the house, we have Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, what we're going to do tonight is we've asked the servant leaders to come forth, and they're going to be sharing with you what God has laid on their hearts to pray about, and they will probably share some scriptures with you about, and also why it is so important to pray. And after we have had our prayers, we're going to just take some time to give God praise, because it is our responsibility to pray, but it is also, hallelujah, our privilege to praise. We do serve a prayer-answering God. We do serve a God that hears and moves. So tonight we are going to pray, and then we are just going to sit around and talk about the goodness of God and give him praise. Amen. So we're going to start off tonight with Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Why don't you come on in and do what you have prepared for us, Mother?
Thank you, Apostle. Did not know that I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. I did not know the format had been changed, so I kind of did a teaching tonight.
Well, that's okay. We're still teaching.
God is good to me, and he's working wonders with me. And
amen.
I just appreciate and love him so much. And I do give him all the praise, honor, and glory for it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was praying and reading my word today, I came across something that I wanted to talk about. And he said, oh, yeah. And it's not in Philippians. It's in Ecclesiastes 3 and 11. And it's a real short verse, and it says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. And that brought to mind the Shunammite woman and the prophet Elisha. It led to the prophet pronouncing over her the blessings of a miracle child. And her husband were way too old to have children. But at the same time, these are some of the things that God can do for us when he so chooses. And he can orchestrate events in your life. Neither lack nor danger nor destruction can affect you. He loves us, and he loves us unconditionally. He cannot love us less, but he cannot love us more. He loves us. That's all there is to it, absolutely all there is to it. And nothing is a chance meeting in our lives. We come across people every day and we say, I know, and some of you have too, wonder why I saw them today, or I wonder why they were there and I was there at the same time. God puts things together in our lives, even though we don't always understand why. And this is exactly what he was doing for the Shunammite woman. And Elisha was going to bless her because she was a great woman and she deserved the blessing. So when the famine came up on the land, Elisha sent the Shunammite woman and her son, which he had brought back to life, to the Philistines, the land of the Philistines, so they did not have to deal with the famine. And so when she, if the famine was over after 7 years, the Shunammite woman came back and all her land and property was gone. A servant of Elijah was there and had asked for an audience with the king of Israel, just who the Shunammite woman needed to see. Now, how about that? How many times do you go to see a king and there's your friend servant sitting there with you? And the king was asking Gasa how Elijah had did all these miracles for God and brought her son back, and he was interested. And when they had told him all that Elisha had done and the Shunammite woman's story, he restored all her possessions to her from the day she left to the day she got back. Now, God is a good God, and he does not leave anything out. And I want to give him praise tonight for that, and I just thank him for all that he does for us. And when it comes around to my time to praise, I will have more to say about that. But I love the story of the Shunammite woman. And my daughter, I've heard her refer to herself as a modern-day Shunammite woman. And I think Apostle Zeta Flowers is a modern-day Shunammite woman. And Pastor Carver is a Shunammite woman, because you all are so in the Lord's blessings, you can't get out if you wanted to. I'll stop right there for now, but I have more praise to give.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. So, you, and as you share what the Lord laid on your heart, you can pray at that time. So, Mother, if you want to go ahead and pray, you can, because we weren't going to do it separately. Your teaching and your prayer should all go together.
Okay, hon. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we just come to your throne of grace with humble hearts and thankful hearts, Father God, because you are so good to us. We can't do anything without you. There is nothing that is worth doing if you don't want us to do it or to have it or to see it or to think it. We just come to your throne of grace with grateful hearts, and we just love you for all that you do for us. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are all the things that we need that give pronunciation over your character for us. You are all the things that we love, and you do not mind spreading them around to all the children, your children who are called by your name. And I am so glad that it includes me. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing this world, even when it's in such a hazardous and haphazard place. We're living in the last days, but if you read Revelation, it tells you what will happen in these last days. And we are seeing it all and experiencing it all right now. But we thank you that when we are in need, I hear Apostle Zeta say this, never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for seed, begging for bread. We have what we need when we need it. Now, sometimes we don't believe that, Father God, but we know we do, because you provide for us in however we need it. It's not according to your riches and glory. You said it's according to your Son, Jesus' riches and glory. And we just thank you for every blessing. We ask you to look all around this world, Lord, because there's so much we need. There's so much the world needs from you to help people in these floods and tornadoes, and whole cities are gone. Everything is just in a wreck all around the world, Lord. And we just thank you that you will help people to rise above it and rebuild, just like the Israelites had to do. We just praise you for everything you do for us, Lord. And we give you honor and glory. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother. That was lovely. Thank you. Beautiful. Minister Tina, come on in the room, beloved.
Amen, amen. God put it upon my heart today to pray for a few things.
Okay.
I'm going to first come to the Lord, oh gracious Heavenly Father. We come to your throne of grace right now, lifting up everyone that's been affected by the Hurricane Ian, Heavenly Father, the elderly
yes.
people, the animals, the babies, the young mothers, the young fathers, the folks who don't have transportation to get help, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I know that people are still being rescued right now as I am praying, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you push the blood on down on them of healing and rescue them, Lord. Rescue them from wherever they are. Some people are stuck. They don't have a way to get help. There's no power. There's no way to reach anybody, Heavenly Father. There's so many people that are in distress right now, Lord, and we just want to lift them up to you, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Just want to pray for them
yes.
right now, Lord.
Yes.
We know that they're devastated. We know that they've lost a lot, everything, but rescue them. Those that are waiting upon somebody to rescue them, Lord, I can feel it in my spirit right now. They're waiting, and they can't get to nobody, Heavenly Father. They're waiting for your mercy and your grace. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing someone to rescue those people, Heavenly Father. And you also put it upon my heart, Lord, to pray for those who are in their last days through illness or what have you, Lord. I just lift them up to you, Lord. They might be scared
My
because
Lord,
they don't
that's
know you.
Good.
I pray that they get to know you right now, Lord, that they take you as
yes.
their Lord and Savior, so that they can be with you, Lord, as they depart this planet and go be with you. I pray that somebody in their life will come in and have them accept you as their Lord and Savior as they're
yes,
fighting whatever
Jesus.
It is fighting right now on their last days of their breath here on earth, Heavenly Father. I pray that you just push the blood of Jesus on them and let them know that you are God and you are there and you will take them to the next level of their life, Heavenly Father, with you by accepting your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father. I just have those two things to pray about today. I don't have a teaching other than the fact that I do know that prayer changes things, and I believe in prayer all day, every day. You can pray. There's no way, no special way you have to pray other than through Jesus Christ. And you come to the Lord, and you just let him know what's on your heart, and you ask him for forgiveness. So, Lord, if I've done or said anything today that was not pleasing to you, I just repent and ask for my forgiveness right now. But the Lord loves you, and he does answer prayers. He answers prayers. May not be right the moment that you pray, but he hears you, and he will answer you. And being
yes,
thankful
will.
And giving, asking for forgiveness and loving his Son as he loves us, he will forgive us of our sins, and he will answer our prayers. So in
yes,
Jesus, with that being said, through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.
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 Beautiful. Beautifully done. Beautifully
amen.
Done. All right. We're going to ask our prophetess and our intercessor and pastor, Pastor Vanessa, to come on in the room.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I just have... it's good to be a part of intercessory prayer as a group, as the body. It moves things that we don't even realize, and this is a powerful act, and it is an act of service as well. And I just thank God for the opportunity with you all. Two things that I want to pray for. The spirit of fear, I'm going to pray against and dismantle. Caveat is I'm praying as it pertains to leaders in the body of Christ that are struggling with this spirit. It manifests
yes.
in so many different ways. And so there are people in our circles, people that we know, people that we don't know, people that we work with, people that we live nearby, neighbors, relatives, things of that nature. Those types of relationships are close relationships, are relationships that are distant, you know, how we just know people in passing. But that I'm saying all that to say there's different levels of fear manifesting in our sphere of influence. So we need to be aware, and we need to be sensitive to the people in the body of Christ, specifically preferring them over others, but also praying as God leads us over this spirit. It has a way of ramping up around this time of year. When I first started learning about this, it was over 10 years ago because of the occult and different things, not just Halloween, but even before Halloween gets here. It starts in early September. And that's a whole nother subject, and that's a whole nother lesson. But I get so sensitive to it that I sit up in bed in the middle of the night, and God wakes me up and moves on my heart to pray for certain things. And he'll show you the root. This is my little lesson of an issue. I did this for years in praying, you know, amiss or praying, you know, missing targets and not praying the way that God is telling me. So
That's right.
To be able to do that in your life, be specific. Ask
yes.
God for specifics. If he's telling you to pray, engage him in that time. Like if he's telling you to pray, if you have questions, ask the Lord, and he will lead you into specifically praying about certain things. One more lesson before I go into prayer, let's not pray out of anxiety. Many times when we're praying about fear and things, sometimes we worry about people in our family and things that we see on the television and in social media, and all of a sudden fear and dread and all kinds of things begins to grip. Then we just go into prayer. Then we be, you know, saying all this stuff, and it's like the Lord said, I want you to pray in faith. I don't want you to pray in defense mechanism. I want you to pray in faith, and I want you to be bold. And you can't do that when you're having fear, or when you're dreading, and when you're, you know, letting your imagination run and you're not listening to the Lord. So I just, those are the two things that I just want to focus on. But I want to also pray the word as it pertains to the spirit of fear. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and then I'm also going to just pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord, today for this opportunity to make you big in the hearts of your people, that we know that you haven't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Lord, help us to remember and to mount up and remember who we are in you, for you have said that you would never leave or forsake us, and you are always with us. And so I thank you, Lord, today that we take some time to focus and be still and know that you are God about the situation, whatever it is. You told us to come boldly before your throne and ask what we have need of. And I thank you, Lord, that we can't be timid when it comes to intercession. Even though we walk through the shadow of death, we don't fear evil. We may be aware of evil, but we need to not be fearful of it, for you are with us and your rod and your staff. It comforts us. Lord, there's direction. There's guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for giving us peace, because you are the light and you are our salvation, and you're the stronghold of our life. Lord, help us to recommit in areas in our lives where we have fallen short, where we haven't allowed you to be a stronghold in our life. Because a lot of times fear will rush in. When we try to do things in our own strength, this is when we get unstable. We thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge and our strength, and you are present help in time of trouble. Present help. That means you're always there. We need to learn to acknowledge you in spirit and worship you in spirit and in truth, and cast our burdens upon you, Lord, because you sustain us, and you will never allow the righteous to be shaken. And I thank you, Lord, today that you dwell, that we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and we abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You will say unto the Lord, we need to say and declare things that you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our fortress, Lord. You put a hedge about us and around us, and help us to learn to trust you in different ways so that we can rest in the fact of not just who we are, but who we are only in you. We take our salvation seriously. We take our relationship with you seriously. Help us, Lord, to manifest this every day. And I pray for those leaders right now, that they begin to rise up and confess with their mouth if they are dealing with the spirit of fear, so that you can help them, Lord, to renew their mind to what the word says and not what society says, not what their past says, not what somebody in authority may say, but really what you're saying, Lord, not what the naysayers say, not what those who are placating them and lifting them up one day and tearing them down the next. I thank you, Lord, today that we just learn to focus on what your word says. Get fat in that area, Lord. Get full in that area and begin to serve and pour out so that you can pour more into us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Bishop Carver, come on in the room.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Tonight, I just wanted to share with all of you the desire that we should all have to
come on
be thankful to God and express our gratitude to our Heavenly Father for choosing us before the foundations of the world to be his dear children. And I think that so many of us have a tendency to focus on that small percentage of negative things in our life that we forget about the large majority of things in our life that are positive,
come on,
that are incredible blessings, that are right before us, that we enjoy and partake of each and every day. And yet the devil succeeds in taking that small percentage of negative things and getting us to focus all of our attention on that small percentage of negative things instead of giving thanks for the large majority of things that we experience every day that are real blessings to us.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we're not thankful for those things until we no longer have them, until we no longer have the mobility, until we no longer have the health, until we no longer have the wealth, and until we no longer have that strength that we used to have. Are we thankful for what God has given us today? And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to embrace all of God's blessings that he's given you today,
today,
so that you can stand in a place of godliness today with contentment and understand that that godliness with contentment is great gain, because that is what gives you peace. That's what allows you to rejoice in the Lord and do so confidently, because you are acknowledging God in all of your ways. You're acknowledging God in the small ways. You're acknowledging God in the great ways for the incredible things he does. And then you're acknowledging how significant even the smallest things that he does in our life are. Because those small things, like taking a breath automatically, and your heart beating automatically, that's a blessing, because when that stops, so does this life.
That's right. Amen. You better say that.
And no matter what else is going on, if you're not thankful for that, then and you're not ready to acknowledge God's hand and your breath and that heartbeat, then anything else that comes and you take for granted, is you're going to be missing so much. You're going to be missing so much of what God has already given you, right? And then when God tells you, look, don't worry about anything, but in everything that you do by prayer and grateful language, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to him, because he's given us the ability to come directly before his throne and make our requests made known. But we need to speak to our Heavenly Father with grateful language, thankful language, understanding that it's a privilege to be able to stand before the throne of God, because before Calvary, before Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and I, and before God raised him from the dead, only one man could come before the throne of God once a year on behalf of God's people, and that was the high priest of the children of Israel. Right now, each and every one of us can individually come before the throne of God because we come through the blood of Christ. Right. So I want us to know and understand that it is through Christ that all of these great things have been made available to us, so that we allow the peace of God to pass understanding and be shed abroad in our hearts through Christ. Because Christ was made available to us so that we could have the Holy Spirit within us, so that we could once again stand before the throne of God boldly and make our requests known to him, but also let him know how thankful we are for all of his blessings. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve as your dear children and to dwell in your presence, to be counted among those that you have determined that you would dwell with for eternity. And Father, I thank you for you giving us the task and assignment to draw those to you that you've called before the foundations of the world to be your dear children that do not yet know that you are their heavenly Father, who do not yet know your Son Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord God. Father, I thank you for you giving us the opportunity to present the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, to those who you have called before the foundations of the world so that they could enter into relationship with you just as we have entered into relationship with you. God, I thank you for that covenant that we have through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that has made us acceptable in your sight, that has made us worthy to stand before your throne, that has made us your righteousness through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, Father, allow us to share that wonderful privilege with others so that they can choose to follow you, and they can make your Son, Jesus Christ, their master, just as we have made him our master. Father, I thank you for you giving us a desire to seek your promises out in your word, and seek your will in your word, and to study your word so that we can learn to hear your voice. We can understand what you've done for your people in the past, what you are doing for your people right now, and what you are preparing for your people in the future, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to stand in that place that you've given us so that we can learn to abound in all things. We can learn to abound in little. We can learn to abound in much. But in all things, we can give thanks to you, understanding that your presence is enough in any situation, God. Father, allow us to be those that focus on things that are pure and things that are virtuous and things that are honest and things that are true. Father, allow us to focus on those things that are lovely and those things that are of good report. God, allow us to give praise and honor to you in all that we do by acknowledging the blessings and dismissing those things that would try to steal our peace, put us in a place where we are unthankful. God, I thank you for you healing our heart and removing the stony places right now. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much. Now we're going to ask Minister Adam Tuggle to come into the room. And, sweetheart, you can tell us what the Lord has laid on your heart to pray about tonight, and you can let him use you as he sees fit. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise him.
I didn't know I was going to be saying anything. I was just listening. But I thank God.
Long network.
First of all, I thank God for being the head of my life, giving honor to Bishop Cook, who is the watchman on the wall of this network, in Jesus' name. Giving honor to all of you all the ministers, saints, and bishops and friends, in Jesus' name. But I thank God for, first of all, for prayer, being able to communicate with God, being able to have that. Bishop Lester was saying, having that communication with him, because at first, like he was saying, we didn't have that communication. Only one person could go in once a year and have that communication with God. But now we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask him, you know, we can give him our heart's desires. We can give him our needs and everything that we need to give him. And we can talk to him just as we talk to each other on a day-to-day basis. The Lord, the one thing about prayer, and I think a lot of people in the church and out of the church are missing this, is that we don't want to be real with God when we talk to him.
Say that. Say that.
We don't want to be real. And when you come boldly before the Lord, that's the main person that we all should be really, really real with. Above everybody else, don't nobody want to have a lie told to them or falseness told to them. How do we think that God feels? If we tell God, hey, Lord, I need you to do this. And we go, you know, asking the Lord for this and that in doubt. The Lord already knows, because he knows our thoughts before we think them. And he knows that we're not being real with him and true with him in the first place. Why do we even come to him? That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that when we're real with God, he'll be real with us. And tell us, you know, if we ask him for something in our realness, he's able to tell us in his realness whether we should have it or not. We'll be able to accept it with the realness. Because I know when I'm in conversations with my father or my wife or my children, I'm a person that is very, very blunt. And I guess I get it from my parents, because especially when it comes down to holiness, I am very, very blunt with people. I don't care who you are. And I always ask the person, do you want the truth or do you want the lie? Because if you want the lie, don't ask me.
Go somewhere else.
Don't ask me somewhere else.
Yeah,
and that's the same thing with the Lord, because the Lord wants, okay, I want you to come to me with realness. If you're not going to come to me with realness, don't come to me at all. Because if you're not going to be real with God, don't go to him at all. If you're not going to be real with him, because he's real with us all 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, he's real with us. He never changes. But we choose to change on him. So, I mean, I'm going to stop. But I love prayer. It's our communication with him, and we can have deep communication with him. That's why, and I hate to go here, but I'm going to go here anyway. When I've said this on my show before, that, you know, we need to be able to, you know, speak to God in our, you know, English language, but we need to learn how to speak to God in our heavenly language.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes it's
Amen.
Good to speak
That's
to the
right.
Lord in our heavenly language. Because
right.
with our heavenly language, and I've said this before, it's
Preach.
Just like me standing on the corner talking to two people that know Spanish. I don't know a lick of Spanish. Don't
right.
know a lick of it. Wouldn't know how to speak it. Don't know how to interpret it. But that's just like two people speaking Spanish, and I'm standing there trying to speak to them. That's the same communication that you and the Lord will have in your heavenly language, and the devil don't understand you when you
that's
start
right.
speaking to God in your heavenly language.
Mm-hmm.
When you
Thank
start
you
praying
that.
In your heavenly language, you open up things, and God will speak more to you speaking in your heavenly language.
Come on.
And, that's why we need our heavenly language. We need the tongues.
We need the tongues.
And I say that for two things. One, to let us know that we have the Holy Ghost. And number two, to be able to speak to the Lord when we don't want the devil knowing. Because sometimes I remember my father told one of my relatives. One of my relatives said, he asked one of my relatives, how do you know that you're saved? And they said, well, I prayed for the Lord to wake me up at a certain time. And my father said, well, did you pray in English?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. They said, yes. Well, he was like, well, I know the Lord heard you, but do you not understand that the devil heard you too?
Yeah.
Don't
right.
you understand that the devil heard you too? And the devil can make, just like he tries to mimic God all the time, he'll mimic God just to make sure that you're in your delusion of you being saved. Might make you try to make you think you are, and you're really not. And so it's good to speak in our heavenly language, because I don't want the devil knowing anything about me. And we give a lot of I'm sorry. I am so sorry. But we give a lot of credit, and we give a lot of ammunition to the devil because of what we say.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
Amen. You better teach up in here yet, man. Go ahead.
Amen.
We give a lot of ammunition to the devil. Oh, my back hurts. All this hurts. Pray, and sometimes I tell my Sunday school class at church, sometimes prayer was not taken out of schools.
Mm-mm.
I say that to my Sunday school class all the time. When you go to school, you better, I tell my boys that too. Sometime when you in that classroom, you can pray in your mind. And the Lord, there's two things that will happen when you pray in your mind. The Lord hears your thought, and the devil won't know what you're talking about.
That's
the two things that will happen.
Amen. Say that, so, Adam.
So prayer ain't been taken out of school, because I done it, and I done prayed for folks right there inside the school, right in my head, and that situation was taken care of. I ain't uttered a word. I'm done.
Amen.
I'm done.
Hallelujah. You can pray, sweetheart. You can pray.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you and honoring you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you have done, Lord God, upon this day for each and every one of us, for each and every person that is listening in Jesus' name. Lord God, we come to you right now boldly, to your throne of grace, humbly, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch each and every person that is listening on today. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every soul, over every circumstance. Lord, we give these circumstances unto you. And Satan, we take authority against you right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, and we ask for healing through the bodies, healing through the mind, healing through the situation in the name of Jesus. We come boldly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thanking you in advance, Lord God. We give you praise in advance. We give you honor in advance.
Yes.
We honor you on today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we take authority. We take authority and we speak it into existence. Those things that we have prayed over so long, we take authority over and we speak it into existence now in the name of Jesus over mind battles, over any addiction that somebody is going through.
Yes.
We speak against it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
We plead the blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Apostle Zeta, come on in, mighty woman of God, and we're going to hear from what the Lord has to say through you. It just every round is just going higher and higher. I'm just sitting up here just enjoying myself. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Me too. Praise God. And I've been in agreement with everyone's prayer. That
me
come
too.
Forward.
Amen.
Praise God. Because that's what we do. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
praise
that's what
God.
We do.
When we come in agreement, there is power. Hallelujah. In agreement. And I just thank God today for this privilege to be on the broadcast and to really be about prayer. Praise God.
Yeah.
Because it really does change things.
Yeah,
praise
yeah,
God.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And as we continue to pray, things will happen. Already God is moving. He's always moving.
Mm-hmm.
He's always answering our prayers. Praise God. He told us to continue to pray. Praise God. And so it is a privilege. I thank him for the privilege to pray, to communicate with him, even in a personal way. And as the brother, Minister Adam, was speaking about sharing what he shared, it was such a blessing, because we really need to be more keen, more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to direct us in prayer when we go into prayer as intercessors praying for others, because we don't always know their situation. And even when they ask us what to pray for, we don't always know what to pray for. But as we pray in our heavenly language, the Lord will allow us to pray the right prayers, and we still don't have to know the situation, the complete situation. But the Holy Spirit will come in as we are praying, and we will find ourselves praying exactly what we should be praying for, rather than taking a guess at it or assuming or even thinking what we should be praying for that individual about. So I thank God for that in those times that we can really truly rely on the Holy Spirit to pray in us, pray through us, and then see the needs be met. Praise God, because of our own sincerity in prayer and also the faith that is behind the prayer. Praise God, the believing when we go into prayer that there will be results, that the prayers will be answered, God, and that the healings and the miracles and the deliverances will take place, because we're coming believing for that, desiring that for those that are in need of it. So I just thank God for that. And so my heart tonight, believe it or not, is on a lot of things, a lot of things like Tina was saying earlier.
Yes, amen.
My heart is where hers is, and the war victims, the hurricane victims, and so forth, and as well as others that have prayed too tonight. I want to pray for intercessors, those of us that are intercessors.
All right.
Pray for more warriors and for more willing hearts. And for more to you know, when we come into prayer, make sure that we are coming in faith, believing God, trusting Him, and that even and also praying that we become even more devoted to prayer. And that's on my heart tonight, that because, you know, many people call themselves intercessors. But we want to really be sincere about it.
Yes.
We really, when we come into intercessory groups or however we pray, like tonight, you know, after tonight, we want to see the results, because we're already
amen.
And so we will. So that's where I am tonight with that. And
it's all right. Mm-hmm.
Also praying that, you know, whether we're whatever position we hold, called into the fivefold ministry or whatever else, that when we come forth in our speech or in our preaching, that it will be done in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And when it comes that way, we can't help but be blessed.
That's right.
And those that we're lifting up can't help but be blessed.
That's right.
Because that's how the Lord would have us to come forward.
To do all things.
And so it's not just a matter of coming together just to pray, but we're coming together because we're believing God.
Yes, there it is.
Yes, we're believing Him. And not only, and faith is not just believing, but, I mean, we go a little farther. We know that
we're expecting.
We're going to hear, we're going to see. We don't have to see before we pray, but we know that we will. that we will see after. Praise God. So at whatever time that will be, you know, God knows when he needs to answer instantly, and he knows the times that we can wait. Praise God. He even will change. If we have a deadline to meet, he'll even change it. Praise
yes,
God,
ma'am.
from the deadline that we think that we have.
Well,
in order to cause whatever we need to come forth. So
mm-hmm.
that's where I am tonight, and I wanted to for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I know. There was, I think it was in Colossians, where Paul was praying that, you know, for the Colossian church at the time, but also asking for a prayer. And I think, too, that those that we teach, those that we preach to, those that we train, that we also should be teaching them or asking them rather to pray for us as well, allowing them to know that, you know, we all need prayer. And I think that too is very important.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Oftentimes leaders will hide things from their members and those that labor among them because they don't want them to know, but I believe that we should be also teaching them to pray, allowing them to
yes.
pray for ourselves as well as other leaders.
Yes, amen.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm going to pray as the Holy Spirit would lead me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you tonight again. Thanking you for who you are and thanking you for allowing us to carry your word, allowing us to pray, allowing us to not only pray but to hear what you are saying back to us as we wait upon you. And I just thank you for coming together to pray in agreement.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for the prayers that we have been praying,
yes,
that we have
Jesus.
Seen results from, and we thank you for
yes,
the answer.
Lord God.
We thank you for the
thank
things
you, Lord.
That you have already done. We thank you for the things that we've asked for that have already come into fruition. And so tonight, as we lift this up again to you, Lord, we pray for intercessors. Pray that you will continue to keep us strong, that you will continue to keep us close, not only to you, but other believers as well. And Lord, also praying that people will have willing hearts to want to pray for others, that that others will step up and be even more devoted to prayer. That even myself, Lord, I pray all the time, but I know that we can come up. So I pray, Lord, that even more so, that I would be devoted as well as others, praise God, more devoted.
Yes, Lord Jesus, help us, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because there are so many needs in the
yes.
world right now. So much happening all around us, even in our own neighborhoods, our own communities, and, of course, we know across the nation. So we just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to move mightily in us and through us. Praise God that you would keep us strengthened, that you would keep us in good health. Praise God that you would keep us continually seeking your will. Hallelujah. Seeking your heart as we go about doing the work doing the task, carrying out the things that you have given us, the mission that you have set before us.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Pray that you will continue to help us and bless us to do it in the best of our abilities, in Jesus' name, as we depend upon you and your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Apostle. Well, we have heard some beautiful fervent prayers. And I stand in agreement with each and every one of them. I want to thank the beautiful servant leaders for their faithfulness and just for always, always being ready to pray. But what I'm going to do right now is not only am I going to stand in agreement, but my prayer is going to be more of a song of praise because, like I said, we've got some bodacious praying people at Spirit Alive. Okay, they know how to get a prayer through. So I'm going to take some time now to bust open the praise because God is good. He is, like I said, he answers prayers. So most gracious Heavenly Father, first and foremost, I just come standing in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed on tonight. But Lord, I pray that every person who is called by your name, my Lord, would get back to living a life that is holy, that would get back to living a life that calls for sacrifice. I would pray, Lord God, that we would get back to taking all of your work seriously. Because you and you alone are worthy. I pray, Lord God, that we would, I pray against that spirit of complacency, Father God. Because we are not to be conformed to this world, but we're supposed to be transformed, Father God. And we know that the transformation, Father, is not going on as it should, because if it were, so many of your people wouldn't be afraid. We wouldn't have so many of your people living like the world and doing what the world does. Lord, we have to get back to our first love, who is you. We need to, Lord, just stop and drop and begin to give you praise and honor and glory, not just for what you do, but for who you are. We need to remember, Lord God, that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We need to stop and remember, Father God, that we are absolutely nothing without you. We cannot make it without you, and you have given us your only begotten Son, Jesus, so that we could have access to you. So Lord, right now, as we pray for the people affected by Hurricane Ian, we also praise you for every soul that you spared. We praise you, Lord, for every rescuer. We thank you, Lord, for every first responder. We pray, sing hallelujah, Jesus, because folks are not giving up and giving out, but they're working together. Hallelujah. They're demonstrating your love. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to see that times that when we are at our worst, the best rises to the top because that's who you are, God. And we just want to praise you for that. Lord God, we know that there are children all over this world that are hurting, that are being abused. But Lord, we praise you for the ones you rescued today. Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, that you took down some abusers today. We thank you, Lord, that you brought justice for some children today. We thank you, Father God, that you removed some of those sisters from those abusive situations today. We thank you, Father God, that somebody today decided to lay that bottle down, Father God, and give their lives to you. We praise you, God, that on this day, somebody somewhere laid down those drugs, and they fell on their face, and they gave their lives to you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, they don't put that on the news, Jesus. Hallelujah. They don't tell us about your goodness. That's why we got to tell it, Lord. I pray for that Holy Ghost boldness that all the servant leaders have been talking about on tonight, that we would not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we would live it. We would be those living epistles that we need to be so that others might see that light and be drawn to Jesus, because he said if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. And Lord, I just want to thank you for those who are hungry and hopeless and hapless. We know that you are the lifter of their head. We know that you are their refuge. We know that you are the way maker. We know that you are the provider. And on this day, some brothers and sisters found a place to lay their head for the night. And we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Lord, we know we cannot. We cannot fix anything. Anything. But by your blood and by your love. So, Lord, I pray that the people who are called by your name would just, we would get real. Like young Minister Trevor said, and we would just humble ourselves, Lord God, and we would turn from our wicked ways. We would do like Pastor Vanessa said, as leaders, we would get over ourselves, and we would get real, Father God, and we would begin to ask for help, and we would begin to ask for prayer, and we would begin, Lord God, to let everyone know we're in this together. We're in it to win it together. It's not about being an apostle. It's not about being a bishop. It's about being a child of God, Lord God. And we just want people who are supposed to be, that profess to be Christians, Lord, to live like Christians, to act like Christians, to love like Christians, to serve like Christians, Lord God. We want to make disciples of men all over the world and all nations. As you have commanded, Father God. It's not about us. It's about you and your plan and your will and your purpose for our lives. Lord, I pray that we would just turn our eyes back on you and focus on you. You said in your holy word, when we allow you to renew our minds, that means we believe what you say over and over and over and over and over again, Lord God. We believe it every day. Still believe it. Still believe it. Hallelujah. You said we would know your perfect will. And it's proven, Lord God. So when we stand on your word, by faith, with a renewed and made up mind, Lord, we know that all things are possible. So, Lord, I just pray that the church will stop playing church and be a body, be a family like you've designed it to be, as you have called it to be. Lord, we come praying for those servant leaders that are afraid, afraid of what the next man will say or the next woman will say. But Lord, I would pray that they would come to fear and reverence you above all and do what you say.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that as times get harder and things get rougher, that those of us who love you, Lord, will stand and be all the more convinced and convicted that we serve a mighty God. We just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior. We want to thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our need, the need to be saved, the need to be rescued. And we want to thank you, Father God, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten son to do the job.
Thank
you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, that paracletos, that teacher. You didn't even want us to, you knew that we couldn't do this on our own, and you loved us so much that you sent your spirit to live in us and to help us and to lead us and to guide us. So I praise you for your Holy Spirit. And I just want more of it, God. I want more of you in my life. I want more of your Spirit in my life. I want more of your Word in my life. And I would want every blood-washed believer to want the same thing so that they might go out and teach others, show others a more excellent way in you. So, Lord, I just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise right now in your holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Well, thanks to God. I know there's some more praise reports up in the room. And, you know, like I said, we spend a lot of time praying for some pretty heavy-duty things because we got some pretty heavy-duty things going on in the world. But tonight I just kind of wanted to end on a nice high note. And so if anybody has some good news to share about the goodness of the Lord, some high praise, this is your time to come on in the room and just share. And if you're in the studio and you would like to pray or praise, you press your 1 on your keypad on your phone, and that will alert me that you want to come on in the room.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we will get our praise on. So anyone. Oh, this big old band of servant leaders don't have one praise up in here.
I'll start.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I praise God for being alive one more day. I praise the Lord for every time he has blessed me. I praise God. On last Sunday, the Lord told me to give this testimony, and I'm going to give it again tonight. In the month of July, I went into the hospital, and I was in a Sunday morning service, and I was all right. I was okay. I woke up all right, everything. And I was in between services after morning service. And I started feeling a little bit tired, and I went over to one of my relatives' house for dinner. And I had dinner, and I told my relative, I said, well, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to go to the other service for the evening service. And the Lord told me, long story short, the Lord told me, go ahead and go to the other service. Press your way to the other service. And I told my relative, I said, you know what, I'm going to go. And I went because I was feeling tired and I was feeling sleepy. And so what I thought was feeling tired, I found out wasn't feeling tired. I wasn't tired because I was, you know, physically tired. It was something that was going on in my body. And I had an episode with my heart at church that afternoon. And when I made it to the hospital, long story short, when I made it to the hospital, they did all type of tests on me and everything. And the doctors told me that I had a blood clot in my heart and also
my
in my
Lord.
Lung. And during the service, I was losing short of breath. I lost all of my voice was basically gone because I could not talk, because I could not breathe. And my mother, who was sitting in front of me, was asking me, are you all right? I could not even speak enough to tell her what was wrong with me. When I was fighting for breath, when I had breath, I could only call on the name of Jesus. How bad it was. And I was speaking so low that could nobody hardly hear me but him. And the doctor that night, in the middle of the night, came down to my room and asked me, he said, well, what went on? He said, where were you at and what happened? I said, I started losing my breath. I started losing everything. And he said, well, where were you? I said, I was at church, and I thought about going home because I started feeling tired. And he said, well, you know what? I believe in God. And he said you were in the best place that you could ever be at. He said if you had a went home and went to sleep like you felt like doing, he said you would have died in your sleep.
My Lord.
And he said you would have died in your sleep. And nobody would have known that you were. He said nobody would have known of that you had a blood clot in your heart and in your lung. That's what stopped you from almost leaving up out of here. He said, you were on your way up out of here. So I thank God that next month.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told the Lord from
thank
my hospital
Lord.
Bed that if you let me live, I'll praise you for the rest of my life.
Hallelujah.
I said that in 18, and I've also said that this year when I had my episode in July. And next month I will be turning 35 years old. Should the Lord
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Y'all have no idea how much I praise God for every day that I live. Because I was born with heart disease. I was born with this and that. I've had over 7 open heart surgeries. And everything else, I've had a blood clot to my brain, which had me had 2 strokes on my right side. So I thank God tonight that I am alive on today, and I'm able to praise God with my whole heart. So
does anybody else have a testimony? Come
praise
on in the room, somebody, come on now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Zeta. Praise the Lord.
Well, okay. Oh, wow. I have said so many. I praise God for all that he has done. And he's answered so many of my prayers that is, you know, it's all him. And I just thank him for it. He's healed me of so many things. That I was afflicted with. Cancer is definitely one of them. And because of that, it has made me to be more concerned about others because I was healed and I know for sure God heals. I know about his divine healing because just about everything that has happened to me, it was through divine healing that I came through. And so because of it, I'm concerned all the time about others that are facing, you know, many afflictions and going through and cancer and those are the areas that I get involved in and then I see the blessings come forth. I see people healed and I see people, you know, delivered. I see them sharing their testimonies about what God has done for them. And,
hallelujah.
And just recently, there's one that I have been praying for as well as others. I'm not just saying that it was just me alone, but because I have been healed so many times, I know that that's one of the gifts that I have.
Yes,
amen. And so I don't mind getting involved with it. And when Bishop Shirlene, when Apostle Shirlene Cook was out here with us, praise God, we saw some healings. I mean, we saw them happen.
Yes.
And I was so thankful for her help. We were having healing and miracle services, and we will be having them again, as the Lord has allowed us to know that we are going to continue. But people that were present in the services have been sharing their testimonies and saying how they became healed and the things that they're doing. And some of them are moving or have moved into new homes. Some of them
praise the Lord.
Have received new vehicles and you know, different things like that, and physical healing, definitely physical healing.
Hallelujah.
And so I thank God. I thank God. I'm thanking him tonight because of how he has used me, how he spared my life, and then allowed me to be involved with praying for others and believing
That's
with
beautiful.
Them and teaching them faith and letting them know how much God loves them, and also he loves them, but he also is active also in their lives and wanting them to be prosperous in their health as well as all other things that they need in their lives to
Amen.
Happen
That's
for
true.
Them. So it's a blessing, and I thank God. I can't thank him enough, and I praise him all the time for all that he's done. My family as well. I know Bishop Apostle Charlene, she was bishop then, but I was praying for my sisters. One of them transitioned to heaven because she told me one day, she said, Zeta, I'm ready to go. She said, I'm ready, and she was ready, and she did go. But one of my other sisters at the same time, they thought that she was going to be, that she was leaving here as well, and through our prayers.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
She's doing well. There's no more cancer.
Thank you, Lord.
And so I praise God tonight. I have much to praise him for.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Mother Mitchell.
You're welcome.
Oh, I just praise God. I have so much to praise him for. When you live 77 years, he's done so much for you that you just praise his holy name for, and he brings you through so many things, and he sees you through so many things, not just illnesses, but things that you don't even know that's trying to come upon you, as the song says, and he saves you from them, seen and unseen. And today I had a call from my baby son in Modesto, California. You know, when the Lord isn't saying anything about a loved one to you, you can think all kinds of things. I thought maybe I hadn't heard from him in so long, and he told me, Mama, I'm so sorry. We've just been busy. Your daughter-in-law got a new job. I'm in charge of the plant now, so my boss is gone, and we've just been running and running. And I praise God for that he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just call me and tell me what was going on, because I had been praying for him.
Jesus.
I pray for all my children, including the bishop and the apostle. And I pray for her. She's been having this cold. I've been asking the Lord to, you know, take some of that away, and her shoulders, things. And I just pray, and I'm just so grateful she's still here. And I do our leadership. I think they deserve to be prayed for. She does so much for us. And you, Apostle Zeta, and you, Pastor Vanessa, and Bishop, y'all are epitome of what I love to see in Christian people in my life. Because
I didn't
always have that. And I just praise God for it all. He's so worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And I give it to him every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
A couple years ago, he blessed me with a car so I could get my husband back and forth to dialysis for 15 years. I got him back and forth from dialysis.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's just
so much
to be thankful for. And I thank him each and every day. I thank him. I get up in the morning thanking him, and I go to bed at night thanking him. And nobody cares,
you
know, for the most part, whether I thank God or not, or whether I praise him or not. They don't do it, so why should they expect me to do it? I don't care what the naysayers expect. It's what I'm going to continue to do till he calls me home.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Pastor Vanessa, come on in with your praise.
Oh, it's always there's always something to be thankful for. There's,
you know,
when we do it together, I just thank God that we can do this together, because I think we all need to understand how God just deals with us in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm thankful today for a lot of different things, actually. But one thing I am going to say, I thank God for the body of Christ, and I thank him for us being more united. I pray for that sometimes in a place of desperation, because I see so much fragmentation. At the same time, I know God is bringing us together his way, even in light of these tragedies that are going on around the globe. God is raising us up together in pockets, and I can see it. And I'm thankful that God is moving. And so when when you begin to speak about the things to be thankful for, you know what? That is a level of discipline to decide to dwell on. And my husband said the same thing. What is good? God is doing great things in this earth.
Yeah.
And I know that we are still the salt and the light, and we are still here.
That's
and
right.
I'm still thankful for the salt and the light.
Amen. Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost goosebumps. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, Bishop. Come on in the room, Bishop Carver.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Cook. Hey, you know, I really just want to point out how it is a blessing to me to be able to put the lives of my children and my grandchildren confidently in God's hands. And so many of us, we are concerned not just about our children and our grandchildren, but some of us, our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents, our loved ones. But, you know, my where I am right now, my station in life, my concern is for my children, my six children and my 10 grandchildren. And when you have six children and 10 grandchildren, you must put them in God's hands, and you must trust that God is caring for them, because if you try to care for them, you'll go nuts. They're all, you know, my kids are grown, and my grandchildren are being raised by my grown kids, and they're not doing bad, you know. But life is life, and so you hate to see them struggling the way that you once struggled when you were making your way.
Right.
But you know that the faith that you taught them, the prayer that you taught them, the word that you taught them is with them, because the word says when you raise up a child in the way he or she should go, they will not depart from it. And so I thank God for that promise, because that gives me comfort. I rest at night. And I would pray that all those who don't know that level of peace would come to study God's promises and God's word and to know that God is present everywhere with the power and knowledge to care for your loved ones, whether they're your children, whether they're your grandchildren, whether they're your parents, whether they're your great-grandparents, whether they're your great-grandparents. And I'll tell you, it's almost as much of a job to care for our elderly parents than it is to care for our children, because our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they're like children with money and power. And
cars. All right now.
So having been there once, I'll tell you that I just know that God's care for our loved ones is real, and we need to trust God more with our loved ones so that we can testify of God's goodness and faithfulness in caring for our loved ones, so others who are stressing out can know that God is available and able to care for their loved ones too, without them pulling their hair out and losing sleep and losing health and So I just want to thank God for caring for all of my children and my grandchildren, and And I just want to encourage anyone who right now is concerned for your loved ones, God is caring for mine, and I know
right
he can care for yours.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Lord, you know what I'm going to say, Jesus, because I say it every day, all day. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you, and I'm grateful to you for Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Adam Tuggle, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle J. Leon Travis. Hallelujah. I'm grateful, Lord, for my Spirit Alive family. I'm grateful, Lord, for the opportunity to serve with people that truly love you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we live. We live what we teach, Lord. I'm just grateful to be a part of an assembly where folks really have ministries. Name only kind of Christians. We're really trying to make a difference.
That's right.
We're really trying to make an impact on the world for Christ.
Yeah.
And that is the most. Amen. And with this, when you look around, like Pastor Vanessa said, with the state of the church, and you know, you see all these different fragments. I just feel blessed because I feel like a part of a whole. I lack nothing. I don't feel the need to lead. I don't feel the need to do anything but stand with my family as we do the work of the kingdom. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for my Spirit Alive family. I want to thank you for my dear mother and my immediate family. And I want to thank you that
thank
we
you,
have the
Jesus.
Kind of relationship that I think, I truly believe our Father God would approve of.
Amen.
So we pray, you know, we're just so glad that you all came out for our prayer and our praise meeting, and we pray that you will come out to join us again. Once again, I want to thank all the beautiful and anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive for their faithfulness and their obedience, because prayer is a discipline, saints of God.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we were asked to do. It was something we're commanded to do. A lot. So we need to come out and pray. I want to thank Minister Adam Tuggle. I just want to thank all of you that came out tonight, because, you know, they need to hear the servant leaders touching and agreeing. And they need to know that servant leaders need to know it's okay to be heard praying, and it's okay to ask for prayer. So as Apostle Zeta said, so, you know, I just feel like the Lord was glorified. I know I'm on full. So my brothers, my sisters, continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network tomorrow night, Tuesday night teachings with Bishop Lester Carver. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, we'll have Apostle Zeta Flowers will be here with her All Nations Bible Study. She's been doing so. They're all phenomenal teachers. So if, you know, get ready to dig deep, learn a lot, because the men and women of God here at Spirit Alive, they want you to get it. So on behalf of myself, all of us here at Spirit Alive, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you, and thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Good night, everyone. I love you all.
Love you, too.
Good night.